Thank you for joining us on this Eastern Maine Sports Media podcast tonight. Tonight we got some special guests that I'll be telling you about in just a few minutes. But first, I want to bring up what we got coming up here on Eastern Maine Sports Media. On Friday night, we have a high school football game between the Herman Hawks and the Foxtrot Ponies. That's the 6:45 pregame show right here. I'll have the call with Chris Lesna as my color commentary. And then next Tuesday, we have a field hockey game from the Jim Robinson Fieldhouse. The 4-0 Dexter Tigers will play at Foxcroft. They're also 4-0, so a battle for the top spot there in Class C. I will be joined by Leilani Sear in that one for that field hockey match. A lot of great stories in the area right now, all sports, soccer, field hockey, football. One of the new things in soccer right now is the eight-player soccer, leagues that the boys and girls have right now. And one of the big stories right now is the Penquist Patriots girls team. They improved to 5-5-0 today. They get a 4-0 win over Greenville, up in Greenville, this afternoon. They've outscored opponents so far 31-0. They haven't had much of a problem yet. Still got plenty of the season left, but I've got some special guests. Their coach, Chris Downing, is joining me, along with five of his players. First of all, thank you for joining me, Chris.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Let's just first start, before we get into your team and all that, let's talk about the eight player aspect and what that means and what's that meant for you guys as a school to, help it help be honest, it helps keep the program going and kind of helps build the program. How's that help overall for you guys and other schools?
Well, at least for us, I think the main thing is even though we've had some smaller rosters in the past playing 11 man, you get one injury, somebody out sick, and then suddenly you're playing short. So it's allowing specifically us to really stay competitive during our games. And I know in a few cases, like schools like Skank, it's allowed them to revitalize their program, and we're really able to start bringing it back to the area.
Yeah, and just maybe talk about the different style. Obviously, you get three less players on the field. It's going to be, I think, a little bit I've seen of it more up tempo. What is it much of a different style?
I wouldn't say the style's all that much different, but definitely you really need to be focused on your positioning and passing, because now you have, instead of some turning around somebody right in your face, that nearest person's 5, 10 yards away from you. So you need to know where you are at all times and be ready to go.
Now let's talk about start talking about your team. As I said, quite a story. You start off the year with the win over Lee, then you beat PCHS, CS Sport, East Grand, and as I said, Greenville today. You haven't allowed a goal yet. You've got as I said, 31 goals yourself. Just talk about your team, and maybe first of all, before we get too much into that, how's this winning maybe help build the program? I mean, obviously the younger kids see that, oh wow, they're 5-0, they're winning every game right now. Does that make you think that makes the younger kids maybe want to play and get into the sport?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a couple girls reached out a little later on. Unfortunately, too late to get them onto the squad, but even middle schoolers are asking me, like, are we staying eight man in the future, because they're so interested in it. They're looking forward to getting at it.
Well, that will lead me to the next question then. Now, obviously, depending on the growth, are you looking to stay an eight player or go back to 11 player?
I mean, with how everything's going, I sure hope that we're able to stay down in eight man. It's actually been kind of fun so far this year, but we'll see what next year brings.
Now let's talk about your roster a little bit. You got five seniors, three juniors, three sophomores, and three freshmen. That's a good balance of younger players and veterans. Let's talk about and also we're going to bring in some of your players. They're going to join us too. We got a good your captains have joining us today. And maybe just first, let's talk about Addison. I think from what I've got from recaps and stuff, she's your leading scorer, I think, or right up there. Just talk about her play and on the season so far?
Oh God, she's gonna hate me for saying half of this, but yeah, no, she's been absolutely amazing up front. You know, I kind of give her crap all the time because, you know, maybe an offsides call here and there because she's just ready to go take off and try to score again. We're keeping a log of everything, and she's scored 16 of those 31 goals so far.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a leading scorer. Now, when you're outscoring opponents like this, obviously your defense gets overlooked. But maybe talk about some of your key players that don't get noticed in the score, and then talk about maybe some of your halfbacks and maybe some of your defensive players that go under the radar.
And actually, in all honesty, I think the heart of this year's team and why we've been playing so well is that back line that we have. Traditionally, I have three in the back, but if needed, we'll drop our center half back and she'll help out. But two of them are actually two of our captains, and they've just been lights out there. It's not like I haven't had to say anything to them. And communication's a big thing, but like they're not even verbal with each other. They're just connected on an all new level, and they're moving together amazingly. And I think I've added it up. So our goalie Brooklyn has faced like 12 actual shots throughout this season. So like obviously a little bit more, but we don't include those ones that sort of just trickle through. In here, two of the captains, Riley and Kaylee, are 2/3 of that back line, so they can tell you even more all about that.
Well, let's go to them then, and let's first go to Riley. You're one of the captains on this team, Riley. You're a junior. Kind of talk about that defense, Riley, and what do you guys do to work together?
Honestly, I absolutely adore our back line. Like the connection, like Coach said, we've got like this telepathic mesh that just works really well together. And like, I'm very glad that we've built the foundation that we've had because we've played together for years. So I love the connection that we have. It's great.
Yeah, and Kaylee, let's go to you. Same thing. You're a junior captain on this team, and just talk about your defense and what you guys have done and as a whole.
Well, we just, okay. Usually we don't, how do I word this? Okay. So we're really, we talk, but we don't. She said everything that I was going to say. So we've just been friends forever.
You work well together, and have you been part of this group for a long time also?
Yeah.
How long have you guys played together, known each other? How long has that been?
I started in fifth grade. I believe Riley started in sixth, but I'm not quite sure. Amara did as well in fifth. So we've been really well together, just getting to know what we're good at and how to get it to each other.
And let's bring in Destiny for a minute. Destiny, how long have you been playing with this group?
I'm a senior, so I'm a little bit older than them. I started in fifth grade, so it was a little bit different team, but in sixth grade is when they came up like with me. Addison didn't start till seventh grade, so she was like a little bit after. But yeah, since middle school.
And how do you think that helps being that close with everybody, knowing each other outside the soccer field, but you bringing that on the soccer field? How does that help the chemistry?
I think it helps really well, actually, because we've learned to connect over the years and learned like how we play as individuals and like how to help each other out. Like we're very like supportive of each other.
Layla, talk about your season so far and the eight player aspect. Has that been much different?
I would say the thing that's most different about it is midfield, because we play in like three in the back line, obviously, and then a diamond shape. So when there's only one midfielder, it can be hard at sometimes to make sure that you're like being aware of where everybody else is on the team. And also it's hard on the midfielder too, because they have to make sure that they can get across both sides. But I think that would be probably the biggest difference between last year and this year.
And Addison, now are you able to use your speed as a benefit more with the eight player aspect?
I think it's really helped over the course of this season, because 11 man is usually more like compact together and people are more like less spread out. And then it's been a lot easier because we've conditioned a lot. So it's been nicer to get past defense easier. And yeah.
And talk about, you know, you're playing some schools you don't usually play. I mean, you don't usually play East Grand or even Searsport really much. How's that kind of has been different? And maybe a bus trip to East Grand isn't like a trip to Guilford or Dexter, you know, just so does that help kind of, you know, bring you guys close, you know, making these long trips?
Yeah, I would think so. Like the bus ride definitely helps because like we're all conversing, we're all talking about the game, and like we're just, the chemistry is building. And even after a game, like I like it when we're all on the ride home after a good win, after we're all satisfied with how everyone's played. It's just, it brings us together a lot more, and it's definitely helped us out a lot.
Coach, bring you back in for a second. Just talk about how maybe the feeling of the preseason, has it been any different? What were the expectations in the preseason, and how have they changed?
I think partly our expectation in the preseason, obviously, we wanted to win. That's something these girls always want to do, and they work hard towards it. But we were aiming for a certain area, and then once we got through our summer session games and our preseason games, we did have one preseason game that tested us a little bit. We still won, but I think that really gave the girls the idea, like, one, we can do this, and if we want to do this, we need to step up what we are doing and do it a little bit better.
And I would say Penquist, when the teams are good and in the playoffs, is one of the best in all sports, is one of the best environments there is. I mean, in soccer and basketball and any sport, what would that mean to get a very high seed and get those home playoff games and get so you don't have to travel to Southern Aroostook or East Grand? They have to come to you, and you'd have that crowd behind you. What would that mean?
I mean, that's going to be amazing. We already have people around town asking for copies of the schedule so they can come check it out. I have alumni contact me all the time asking when the next game is. So being able to have those home playoff games is going to be an all new level. I think it's really going to push the girls to that next level of motivation that they want. I think, waiting for him to get back on me, but with how the current playoffs structure is, I think the number one seed is going to get a bye. So next step.
Let's get into that for a minute. How I actually haven't been able to figure that out yet. So in eight player, how many teams do make the playoffs?
So both North and South, the easiest way for them to figure it out was top eight make playoffs. And luckily enough, in the North, there's seven teams. So we're all competing for that number one seed, just try to bring everybody to us.
Yep. So, you know, you get that number one seed, you advance, you earn a trip to the semifinals, and, you know, you get that home game right in the semifinals, which would be a great environment in Milo for sure. Addison, what, you know, is the feeling, how many games maybe did you win in your, I mean, I know 2020 was, you know, cut short because of the pandemic, but how many games did you win your first 3 years there playing soccer, Addison?
Well, last year of soccer, my junior year, we actually had quite a few amount of ties. So I think that definitely helped us, like, in general, because, like, before we would only win, like, 4 to 5 games a season. Four games.
And how's that changed the mindset? You already won five and you've only played five, but, you know, how's that changed the mindset of you guys yourself individually, but as a team, must change the confidence level, huh?
It has, for sure. It's changed a lot of things, including chemistry. Like Coach said before, backline's chemistry has been amazing, and I think winning has definitely helped that aspect. And, like, including everybody, we've just, like, come closer together the more we win and the more, like, we have fun with it.
Yeah, and Riley, can you maybe just talk about some of the maybe younger players that we haven't talked about, you know, that have done well for you guys that maybe haven't got noticed?
Of course. I would love to shout out my freshie babies. Violet is Layla's sister, actually. She's one of our most prominent like upcoming freshmen, and she has like come out on fire, and she's been doing really great, like in the background of your picture, like celebrating that goal. I don't know how many goals she has, but it's been a lot. There was one game where she got 5 goals and over the course of it, so she's been doing really well. Amara is a sophomore, and she deserves as much credit as possible, like, for holding us together with the, like, we were talking about with that emotional connection. Just, like, she's a core part of the team, so love her. And Ashley is another important player that we have. She works very, very hard doing her job very, very well as a halfback, so I've been really proud of her doing that. And watching Casey get more confident too. She's another sophomore. She's all over the place. She's very fast, and it's been great to work with them.
Excellent. Thank you. Layla, can you maybe talk about how it is? I mean, you're a senior, playing with your freshman sisters. You know, you probably haven't had much of a chance to do that in your soccer career, have you?
No, I actually started playing my junior year, so I haven't played soccer very long, but I usually play whichever wing, and my sister plays the opposite wing with me, so it's been really fun to, like, watch her grow over the years. And I had always wanted to play soccer from watching her since fifth grade. She's always been a little, like, firecracker, I guess. She used to be defense, but then they moved her up this year, and I'm just really proud of her. Yeah.
Awesome. Destiny, can you maybe talk about what your expectations are here going forward? I know I talked a little bit with Coach about it, but just maybe talk about what your expectations are for this team this year.
Well, at the beginning of the year, expectations were to, like, try to win as many games as we can and grow as a team together. And I think we've done really good at it. So if we keep building that spirit and connection, I just think that it would be great if we go into semifinals and all of that.
Definitely. Coach, I just wanted to just kind of talk to you a minute about some of your players. I mean, they talked about your freshman that scored 5 goals in a game. How, you know, you got a good mix of, as I said, younger players and veterans. How important is that? How well do the younger classmen and the upperclassmen get along?
Everybody's actually getting along greatly. I used to have, like, I've had Addison in class for the last 3 years. And whenever some of the middle schoolers would walk by going to another class, she would yell out to Casey as she was walking down the hallway. So, like, everybody already had that pre-established relationship ready to go. Even with, like, new transfer students coming in, one of our seniors, she's brand new to our school this year, and she stepped in and she's melded very well with the girls. But that, I think that overall mix is great because our juniors and seniors have that already pre-established culture with them, and that helps bring in the new talent to the team, and they start adapting very quickly.
Excellent, excellent. You know, Lel, I'd like to have some fun here. Ask the girls some questions that really don't necessarily involve soccer necessarily. But why don't we start with Riley? Riley, who's the funniest teammate you have?
Oh, that's hard. Haley, Brooklyn, and Addison, like as a group, like just the energy that they bring to practices, bus rides, anytime we're together is definitely comedians. Love it.
Who's the most serious?
Oh, that's hard. I don't know.
All right, who's the most competitive?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that's hard. There's a lot of us are like, especially this year, building that competitive drive is like, I love seeing it in them. Shoot, I don't have an answer.
All right, Addison, who's the funniest on the team?
Well, I would have to agree with what Riley said. I think we're a pretty dynamic trio, and I honestly think that we bring the jokes, especially during times that shouldn't be joking, but like it brings us all together, like what she said.
What about most competitive?
Honestly, I would say Kaylee or Amara. Kaylee, whenever things don't happen to go our way, Kaylee seems to get little upset sometimes, but like as she should, because we all have that competitive drive, and like what Riley said, we all have that drive, and Kaylee seems to like really be competitive more than us.
What about most serious?
Like what Riley said, there's no one that's like, because we're serious when we can be, but like we also like to have humor into the mix because it adds a sense of security, you know, like that we're all family and that we're all people that we can feel comfortable around. Yeah.
Layla, I'm gonna skip the serious question, but who's the funniest on the team?
I think Layla's internet cut out there for a second. It looks like she dropped out.
All right. Destiny, who's the funniest on the team?
I have to agree with Addison and Riley, honestly. I think them as a whole, they're very like comical. I mean, I've always thought Addison was funny because she's has the humor, but yeah.
And what about competitive?
I kind of say we're all pretty competitive. Even like during school when we're doing like sports activities, we're all very competitive against each other because we're all in different grades. So like bringing that together just meshes really well.
Now, what other sports do you play together, like at school?
I only play soccer, but like we have like activities like during Winter Carnival and Homecoming where we like can play against each other as grades.
Kaylee, who do you think is the funniest on the team?
I think it's Addison.
What about the most competitive?
I would have to say Riley for sure. She's at like two concussions already.
Oh, there. Yeah, definitely. Addison, you play other sports, right?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think maybe this success, I mean obviously winning you winning feels good, and obviously do you think this competitiveness and success in soccer can kind of build that momentum in other sports too?
Yeah, it does. It will. Most of the group that plays basketball plays soccer, except for like a select few, like Destiny, Casey. Like you don't play other sports, but we still all have that competitiveness, and just I'm hoping it transfers over during the winter season.
Excellent. I want to thank all you guys for joining me. This is a lot of fun. You guys are a fun group, and wishing you the best of luck going forward. Coach, for this being your first year, definitely you're having a lot of success here early. Obviously, you're not satisfied, as of yet. But what have you kind of learned here in your first year coaching these guys?
I mean, there's a long list there. I've had one person specifically around town, Jensen Bissell, the oldest of the Bissell family, Bissell brothers, for anybody that's familiar with them. He's actually sat down with me a few times and chatted with me about the sport and everything. And one of the things that he even said was, you know, even when you don't think it's enough, you are there. Like, don't let the team get down on themselves. If you feel the need to, like, it's okay to sit that one kid, as much as, like, any of the ones in this call right now will try to fight me if I pulled them out of the game. But the main thing I would say, just the patience. I mean, I've dealt with these guys in class multiple years, but the second we started on summer soccer, I was just like, oh my God, I have no clue what I just got myself into. It's a classic. I mean, one of the things one of our alumni said, she said, you need to write down everything and just compile a list of reasons you can't have a daughter in the future. And it's just going to be this entire team. But it's been a great year. I think I've learned a lot and we'll probably learn a bit more.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for joining me too. You know, you guys have had a lot of success here, as I said, early in the season. I know you're definitely not satisfied yet, but you know, just, You got a good thing going here, and you know, wishing you the best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thanks for having us all on.
You're welcome, and thanks for joining us. And thank you for watching this Eastern Maine Sports Media podcast. As again, catch us on the broadcast coming up, and we'll have more podcasts in the coming weeks. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.